The Kaikoura community is concerned its pawa fishery is being stripped by huge demand from the public. The fishery reopened in December for a three-month period for the first time since an earthquake devastated seabeds along the coastline 5 years ago. There are calls for the catch limit to be reduced or to cut the season short. Samantha Gee has more.
On the busiest days, hundreds of cars are parked up along the side of State Highway 1, with people wading in the shallows grabbing pawa. A delicacy you once had to dive for can now be accessed at Kaikoura in knee-deep water. Te Korowai o Te Tai o Marakura, a group which represents the diverse Kaikoura community and advocated for the reopening of the fishery, says it would support its early closure, given the demand. Chair Rachel Vaughan says there's no way of knowing yet what the impact on the fishery will be.
What I've seen is the areas I've returned to, it's not obvious that there's any powers left there when we snorkel around and have a look. So while we haven't got any hard and fast data on how much has been taken out, it's obvious to see there are some areas that have been stripped of power.
That's one of the reasons the group say the catch limit should be reduced from 5 power per person to 2. A community meeting was held following concerns about the huge numbers of people gathering pawa along the coast.
What came out of the meeting is that the compliance monitoring from Fisheries New Zealand does indicate that people are taking within their limit, just the issue is the large numbers that are gathering pawa and how easy it is to get the pawa, so that means that our fishery is very vulnerable.
MPI Fisheries Compliance Regional Manager Howard Reid says the season has been very busy, with people travelling from all over the country in search of the black gold. Most people were sticking to the rules, but officers are starting to see more undersized pawa among people's catch.
There's certainly been cars parked in, at times, every single available space along the coast this summer, particularly since Christmas. It's just been very busy. There's been some large groups of people travelling long ways to have a go at the pawa. It has been a fishery that's been very shallow, so to speak.
In December, a single diver was caught with 249 pawa in suitcases, and the case is still under investigation. Since the fishery reopened, there's also been a huge increase in poaching from the nearby Hikarangi Marine Reserve. DOC Senior Marine Biodiversity Ranger Dr. Jodie Weir says many of the pawa displaced in the earthquake were moved into the reserve, which is now a stronghold for marine biodiversity.
What we found is that many people are sort of looking for a place to pull over along the coast to get their pawa. They see the pullover in front of the marine reserve, apparently don't notice all of the signage and think it's a great place to pull over and walk in and find great pawa.
While most people were doing the right thing, DOC had to increase staffing in the region over Christmas to patrol the reserve.
Because this area has been so protected, if it were to be damaged considerably, which is what our fear is, then we would lose that. So we would lose our nice big spawners that are in the near shore at least, and we could lose that integrity of what it means to have an area that we just leave alone and we don't take from.
The marine environment will be assessed again after the three-month season ends, which will inform future decisions on Kaikoura's pawa fishery.